Brad Davidson, good morning to you.
Morning, Jared. Morning, guys. How are we all?
Very well. Can't wait for day two of the championships. We are here trackside at the moment. Beautiful morning. Soft five the track. Via Sestina, $2.30 for the Queen Elizabeth. Top of the market. Pride of Jenny certainly has a lot of support at $3.80. Cascadian at $9. They're the three in single digits. Via Sestina, James McDonald thinks we could see something special tomorrow. How do you see this Queen Elizabeth?
Look, she's going to be hard to beat, guys, isn't she? I mean, so impressive a few weeks ago in the Rambut. The way she won that with just ease was ridiculous, considering how slow they went early in that race. So she did a phenomenal job to come from where she did and win so easily. Look, I suppose the little niggle is it is a different race there tomorrow. You know, gone from a 2,000-metre absolute walking race where they just sprinted home the last 600 metres to tomorrow where they're going to be going a long way out. They're going to be pressure on. It's going to be she's going to be chasing a long way out. But, you know, that could play into her hands even more. I mean, who's to say if they didn't go hard there in the Rambut the other day, she doesn't win by three or four lengths the way she finished off. So I can't tip against her. I can't find sort of many holes in her form. And, yeah, I think she's awfully, awfully hard to beat. I think that the other Europeans probably the danger, plus to Carousel. You know, she just was out sprinted the other day, but her form in France over a staying trip's outstanding. And yeah, I think the Australian horses are a little bit too short, to be honest. I think Pride of Jenny is extremely well found in the market. I don't think 2,000 metres at Randwick's her go. And, you know, Cascadian, he got it all put on for him in the Australian Cup, and it was a good win, but this is a different level. So, look, I thought the two Europeans were the standouts here. And, you know, it could be an Australian victory, but I'll be surprised if it is.
Davo, Circle of Fire is the favourite in the Sydney Cup. Who do you think can challenge it for the win?
Yeah, Josh, obviously probably a deserving favourite off that win last weekend and gets in nice and light here. Overseas jockey comes over from a wide barrier. It'll be interesting to see the tactics and how that all plays out, but look, I thought the value and probably the best value play of the day for mine is Athabaskan at around that $8.50 mark. He was terrific in the Tankard at Weight for Age in a slowly run race. He really hit the line with gusto late when ridden colder. He gets down to the 52 kilos here. He profiles like he'll stay. He's on the home track. And Justin Givering's gone really well for him this preparation, all planned towards this race. And I think he's ready to run very, very well. So for me, Athabaskan's the one. Obviously, a stack of chances outside of that, but I thought he'd go awfully close. And, you know, Ash runs there at sort of $6, and he was there at $10 most of the week. And they finished alongside each other. I thought he was the better run last start, and he meets him much better at the weight. So I think he's the weighted horse this year.
What about in the Queen of the Turf, Davo? I know that Zoo Gotcha is favourite, but what about this horse from New Zealand, Campionessa?
Yeah, she's done a good job, Loz. You know, won a couple of starts ago, albeit getting all the favours, and then was solid again last time out. I think she's thereabouts, but I thought the Australians would do a tissue anyway. I thought would go awfully close to winning. She's just had a beautiful grounding for this race. They obviously put her in the Queen Elizabeth as well and decided to go to the Queen of the Turf. She won this race, I think, by about 2.5 lengths last year and just draws that lovely gate to be able to tuck in, I think, behind Zoo Gotcha, grab the back of Zoo Gotcha in the run and follow her everywhere she goes and then just peel out at the 250 and try to nab her on the line. So I thought they were the two and I was happy to go with the tissue at the better odds to beat Zoo Gotcha there in the Queen of the Turf.
Oh, gee, she's short in the Oaks, isn't she, Orchestral? $1.65, Zardozzi, $4.40. What do you make of it, Davo?
Yeah, they're not really letting you on, are they? The bookies, they're pretty soft, I think, these days. come on, take a punt, put up $1.92 at least. You know, it's 2,400 metre Group 1, but anyway, they might drift her out a little bit come race time. But yeah, $1.65 is definitely short. I think she wins, though. I think she's too good. I thought their chance to beat her was the Vinery, and they weren't able to do that. Her New Zealand Derby win was probably the best of her career, so 2,400. I mean, the only way they beat her, in my opinion, is if she's over the top and she's had enough this preparation after a long campaign. But, look, I think Zardozzi's a good horse, but I don't think she's in the same level just yet as Orchestral, and I think she's too good. But like you said, hopefully they do better, a bit better than $1.65 late in the piece.
What do you make of Imperatrix being retired?
Surprising, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. I expected, thought they'd go around, maybe have a crack at an Everest in the spring, or go on for another season. But, you know, 10-time Group 1 winner, and they've decided to retire her. That was the news there yesterday. Disappointing to lose her from the track, but we'll follow her throughout her career as a broodmare now. But, yeah, I think it's fair to say she was a champion. I mean, 10 Group 1s in sprint races is not easy. I know a few of them were in New Zealand early in her career, but... you know, and might not be at the same strength of the Australian Group 1s, but, you know, 10 Group 1s is phenomenal, and she's been the standout sprinter in Australia for the last 12 months or so, 18 months, even if, you know, she was beaten there in the TJ on the weekend.
Now, Dave, there's not a lot of love for my multi this morning. Can you pump me up a little bit? I've got Via Sestina to win, and this is the one they're all laughing at me with, Man Zeus in the Sydney Cup to run top four.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think that's laughable. Anyway, put it that way. I think he's prepped up beautifully for the 2 miles. He looks like he's going to stay the whole time. He's trained by the master, and yeah, I think you run very well. So I'm definitely not laughing at you there, Loz. You might even have the last laugh come next week.
See it.
Thank you, mate. No, that was a fair assessment.
Still not.
No, well, he's a professional.
It's not laughable. $8. We're running out of time, you two.
Sorry.
Right. You're playing, your best bet was, you're playing in the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, Athabasca for me, guys. $8.50, tricky day. And I thought he was the way to play it there at $8.50, or around that price anyway. He's just prepped up beautifully for this race, and I feel he gets in and sort of beats the handicapper with 52 kilos on his back.
Race 7, number 10, Athabasca in the Sydney Cup. Dave, have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Enjoy.